Thanks for those songs, Derek. My throat is kind of, my Father's Day breakfast is still stuck in there somewhere. See if I can get through this. Have you guys ever heard of the saying, enemies are made, they're not born? And this morning, I'd like us to think about leaders are not born. See if I got this right. Leaders are made, they're not born. I want to read a passage in 2 Corinthians. We sometimes hear the expression that it's a born leader, but leaders are made. Paul was a leader at the church in Corinth, and it was a custom when other church leaders would come and speak at another church. They would come with a letter of recommendation, and there were some leaders that would come and have this big long letter from their church. And if we were in the time of the Corinthian church, Dave, he's speaking here this morning, he would come with a letter from Central recommending him. And I'd like to just read this passage and look at what is some qualifications of a leader. I want to start reading 2 Corinthians 3, 1 to 6. Are we beginning to be like those false teachers of yours who must tell you all about themselves and bring long letters of recommendation with them? I think you hardly need someone's letter to tell you about us, do you? I'm reading from the Living Translation. And we don't need a recommendation from you either, Paul is telling the church. The only letter I need is you yourselves. By looking at the good change in your hearts, everyone can see that we've done a good work among you. They can see that you're a letter from Christ written by us. It's not a letter written with pen and ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not one carved on stone, but in human hearts. We dare to say these good things about ourselves only because of our great trust in God through Christ, that he will help us to be true to what we say, and not because we think we can do anything of lasting value but by ourselves. Our only power and success comes from God. He is the one who has helped us tell others about his new agreement to save them. We do not tell them that they must obey every law of God or die, but we tell them there is life for them from the Holy Spirit. The old way, trying to be saved by keeping the Ten Commandments, ends in death. In the new way, the Holy Spirit gives them life. Paul was saying he doesn't need a recommendation from someone, because he has a recommendation from the Holy Spirit. And that's the power that he speaks out of. Do you carry a recommendation from Jesus as a follower of his this morning? Because you know him? Have you put your faith in him and what he's done? And Paul's saying to us, to the church then, I think he's saying it to us now, that the true qualification of a leader is that we know God and we're recommended by faith in him. And it's out of that we have qualities of a leader. Let's just pray. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your plan of salvation for us. And as people made in your image, people of faith, people who put their trust in you, we put our trust in you. And that's our hope. And I just pray that as we study the lesson this morning, that we would look at this leader qualification as the foundation is our faith in you. Thank you for who you are and what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.